Today at Quarinam is February 13th, and a happy Mahashivaratri to each and everyone. We're so happy today. It's a fast day here. That doesn't mean the day is going to go by fast. It's going to go by very slowly because everybody will be up until after midnight. It means that we're not going to eat very much. We have another group of Japanese devotees from Tokyo that just flew in, about 50, coming today to have an inspiring talk from me, answering all their many, many questions. This is the third group that's been here from Tokyo in the last 3 weeks. We'd be very happy to see them. We were talking yesterday about karma. There's a big confusion about fate and karma. Karma is not fate, and fate is not karma. Fate is predestined action caused by something else. You have no control of it. And it actually comes from the Abrahamic religions, not from Sanatana Dharma. Karma, you do have control of. You actually do. Because Dharma is the controlling element of karma. Right action, right speech, right thought controls karma, even the worst kinds of karma that you have created in the past and are now facing in the future, can be mitigated. That means not actually eliminated, but eliminated enough so that they're gentle karmas rather than rough karmas, as they could have been if they were not mitigated through prayaschitta, which is penance, sadhana, which is performing a religious practice at the same time every day. Right action, that means doing kindly things, not mean things. Right speech, that means no backbiting. Right thought, no sexual fantasies, no mental arguments, no plans to hurt somebody behind their back or to their face. Because what you think you might like to do to somebody else, you are doing that to yourself through somebody else at some future time. That's the way it works, and that's the way it works. Most importantly, daily sadhana harnesses the instinctive intellectual mind and opens the door to superconsciousness. The key to proper sadhana is that, and you only have to remember one thing only, that it is performed at the same time, the exact time. No fudging. No telling yourself, I can't do my sadhana at 6 o'clock. I have to do it at 7. It doesn't work that way. The same time every day creates a habit pattern within the subconscious mind that is indelibly impressed there. And that offers great controls of the instinctive mind. Great controls of the intellectual mind. Your instinctive mind and your intellectual mind are your tools of the soul to function on planet Earth and at sleep at night on the astral plane. If all of you in cyberspace who have been tuning in over 59 countries, if you are performing sadhana, and if you are performing sadhana now and again, here and there, at different times during the day, get it regulated so that it's a daily practice at the same time every day, preferably in the early morning. I mean, you have nothing to do in the early morning. Get out of bed, take a bath, perform your sadhana. You got the alarm clock to tell you to get out of bed. You got your willpower to get out of that bed and take a bath and perform the sadhana. No excuses in the morning. Be sure that it's the same time every morning without fail. Now, if you don't want to do sadhana on Saturday and Sunday and sleep in, that's all right. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, same time every day. We'll talk more about this in our Cyberspace Ashram Communications tomorrow. Om Namah Shivaya.